ranchers not only have to cope with unpredictable weather and unfair global markets, but they must also suffer from abuse on TV and in newspapers from folks who really ought to know better than to bite the hand that feeds them. Our nation's farmers and ranchers need to know that they will never have to apologize to this chairman or to this committee for the hard work that they do. We appreciate the work that you do every day, and we're going to be on your side. Second, these farm bill deliberations should not be a Washington command and control, top-to-bottom approach to policy. President Reagan used to say that ordinary people see things that work in principle and wonder if they work in practice. But economists see things that work in practice and wonder if they work in principle. In the same way, we in Washington may know what policies work in principle, but it's our farmers and ranchers who know what works on the ground. The good Lord gave us two ears and one mouth, so it is important that we use them in that proportion. And it is also vitally important that the safety net features of the 2012 Farm Bill come from the kitchen tables of places like Stuttgart, Arkansas, and Cando, North Dakota, rather than tables like this one. Third, we need to look before we leap. More than anything else, I think most American farm and ranch families simply want steady, predictable, supportive policies coming out of Washington, and for us to otherwise get out of their way. Huge policy fluctuations, mixed signals coming out of Washington, and the uncertainty that these things create make it very difficult for our producers to compete, invest, and plan for the future. So rather than start from scratch or from some newfangled idea cooked up in Washington or in some college professor's office, we need to reassure our farmers and ranchers that we will start where we left off, the 2008 Farm Bill. If we can do better by our producers in 2012, great. But if not, current law serves as the benchmark from which we will work. Fourth, we need to get more creative. The safety net provided under the 2008 Farm Bill is not perfect. It can and should be strengthened. But Congress does not even have to wait for 2012 for that to happen. In fact, Congress does not even have to act. For instance, back in 2000, Congress provided USDA with very broad authority to develop and approve new tools to help producers of all crops and from all regions better manage price, production, and revenue risk. We need to use this and other authorities to their absolute fullest. For example, if we could get every farmer in this country to 85% revenue insurance that's affordable, we would go a long way in filling the holes of the current safety net. I know my rice farmers are working towards this goal, and I suspect farmers from other states are doing the same thing. We can make this happen. Finally, I was reading an article the other day about the OECD rethinking its objectives, away from promoting policies that discourage food and fiber production, towards policies that help us meet the needs of a planet that will one day, in the not-too-distant future, host 9 billion people. I believe that this consideration needs to be our overarching objective as well. Too often, it takes a crisis to remind us of the essentials in life, basic as they may all be. But I do not believe it is wise for us to wait for a crisis to value our domestic food and fiber production. Mike Rowe, and this comes from the mother of twin boys at the age of 14, the host of the popular TV program Dirty Jobs, had this to say about the importance of production agriculture. All jobs rely on one of two industries, mining and agriculture. Every tangible thing our society needs is either pulled from the ground or grown from the ground. Without these fundamental industries, there would be no jobs of any kind. There would be no economy. Civilization begins with miners and farmers, and polite society is only possible when skilled workers transform those raw materials into something useful or edible. It is from this perspective that I hope to approach the 2012 Farm Bill.